can't handle the truth.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Do I feel lucky?
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome back to another episode of Through the Lens. This is Darren and
Tracy.
And we took a break last week because I was out of town. And I'm still kind of mad about that because I still want to see Transformers.
Yeah.
But what are we reviewing this week, Tracy?
The Flash.
Okay. So first of all, let's get the stats. How long is it? Was it rated? Is there an end credit scene?
It's 2 hours and 24 minutes.
But it does speed by.
It is PG-13. And there is an end credit scene at the very end of the credits.
So here's the thing about that rating. It had a lot of curse words in it.
Yeah.
Not so much. I mean, it's comic book violence, but a lot more curse words than you would expect from a PG. Maybe 13. Maybe that's where we are nowadays.
Yep.
So, okay. I am a Marvel expert and a DC experienced person. So this is Flash movie is in the DC cinematic universe. But as we discussed, they're in a little bit of turmoil. It used to be Zack Snyder was running the whole thing. And
yep.
That's where you get Batman versus Superman and Justice League. And then no one really knows what's going on, but James Gunn has taken over and kind of redoing a lot of stuff. Like Black Adam seems to be done, and no one really knows what's going on with their universe. Unless you
but
have more
James Gunn didn't have anything to do with this one.
He didn't, and that's why people were speculating that this might be a pivot to the James Gunn universe, perhaps. Because it looks like this is the last not James Gunn movie. Because I've heard James Gunn say that the Blue Beetle movie coming out will be the first character in his new cinematic universe.
Okay.
I don't know. DC is a little bit of a mess, so I was kind of curious to see this movie. If you've watched the trailers, it introduces the concept of the multiverse, much like Marvel does.
Mm-hmm.
And so it brings opportunities to introduce new and old characters. And the
yes.
trailers have Michael Keaton in it. I think we can say that.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah.
So basically, this is in the DC cinematic universe, Zack Snyder. I do think you need to really have seen all these movies, the DC ones, to get this. There's so many Easter eggs and callbacks.
Yes, yeah.
And in fact, I will go so far, just like the Spider-Verse movie, you would be really, a deep knowledge of DC movies going beyond the Snyderverse would be helpful. And I'll just say that. Fair?
Fair.
We're going to go spoiler free on this. A lot of the spoilers have been released, but I hate that.
Yeah, there's not a lot we can talk about.
But this is based, I think the comic series line is called Flashpoint. This is based on a comic. It's a Flash comic, but it's like a run of comics. And basically, this was also taken up in the DC TV line in the Flash. So DC's got a nice TV universe with Arrow. Well, it's over now, but Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow. So this was picked up on that too. But basically the concept is Flash can go so fast that he can go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is kind of the core of the movie. He's going back to try to save his mom.
Yeah.
But as we know from Back to the Future, when you go back in time to change things, butterfly effect, whatever. So I think that's all I want to say about the plot.
Yeah, I mean, the back in time thing has been done so many times, but this movie makes it fresh. And there's a lot of different things in this movie.
It does add a new concept that I have never seen to the time travel rules. I don't know if it made sense, but they had to do it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise some of the stuff they did wouldn't make any sense.
Correct.
So it was interesting. It was a creative way to shoehorn in what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a little bit like, if you're a Marvel fan, it's like the Spider-Verse smushed with Multiverse of Madness. Not plot-wise, but like the whole concept of like there's lots of stuff going on. And you're like, oh, I remember that. I like that.
Yeah.
So let me talk to you about this, Tracy. You are not a comic book nerd.
No.
You probably did not know this was based on a run of comics.
No.
Which handling of the multiverse do you prefer?
You mean DC or Marvel?
Yeah.
I say Marvel, but this movie definitely changed my mind about the DC universe.
Yeah, I'm one of the most down people on the DC universe. I found Superman was tedious. The one with Henry Cavill, where he just punched. I liked him, but he punched people through buildings like 1,000 times, and even that gets old.
Yeah.
And then it did violate one of the core tenets. I won't spoil the movie, but it violated one of the core tenets of the character. But it's helpful to know that movie for this one, and I think some of that's in the trailer. But
yeah.
So I didn't like that. Batman versus Superman, horrible. Justice League, disappointing. The bad guy, mostly. Aquaman was such a relief because it just wasn't as dark and bad.
Yeah.
And Momoa's pretty charismatic, so... It's not a good movie either. Same thing with Wonder Woman. I think if you watch Wonder Woman now, you'll realize it's not that good. But after beating your head against the wall so long with these other bad movies, it seemed so awesome. Like, have you gone back and watched Wonder Woman since, like, we reviewed it?
No.
Here's my challenge to you. Go back and watch it, and you're going to be like, oh, this is not... I mean, Gal Gadot, great. But the movie itself, not good. But it's so much better than the other DC movies.
Yeah, it is.
So what I'm saying is, my expectations were low, and DC has consistently underwhelmed. This movie... Maybe the first one, Black Adam started it, maybe the first one to kind of capture the Marvel magic of some charisma and humor and action and pathos. Because the DC movies have been so dark.
Yeah.
This one, I mean, let's talk about it. What do you think of Ezra Miller? Ezra Miller's The Flash.
I thought he was great. He's in every freaking scene of the movie.
And he's so problematic in real life that they almost... didn't release the movie because he's had some stuff going on. And he was in one of those Fantastic Beasts movies, wasn't he?
Yes.
I hated him in that movie.
Yes, he was. He just kind of stood in the corner.
Yeah, but
wearing all black, I remember.
He was really good in this.
Yeah, he was good, I thought.
He was doubly good, as far as I can say.
Right.
But I didn't want to like him, so he must have been really, really good because I was like, this dude is kind of close to being canceled.
Well, I came in with... you know, average expectations, because I'm a Marvel person first. But Ezra Miller really surprised me.
Yeah, he was good. And The Flash is an interesting character because he's kind of like he's in the Justice League, but he's not Superman, Wonder Woman, or Batman.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a support character almost. But yeah, they kind of gave him enough to do. The other problem with standalone movies is usually... like, hey, you're in the Justice League, but this bad thing's happening. Why don't you just call your buddies?
Yeah.
So they kind of address that in the movie, and they actually kind of do it. So, you know, like the Aquaman movie, why didn't he call Superman? But he's jet setting around the world. And, you know, Wonder Woman, why didn't they call it? So I did like how they explained it, but also just said, oh, you know what? We'll just use all our characters. It's not just so... because otherwise, how's the world going to end, and you're not going to get Batman and Superman involved, you know? So I thought they did a nice job of handling that in this movie. Do you want to say anything about the plot? I mean, spoiler free, but did you like it?
I like the plot.
Was it nice seeing Michael Keaton again?
Yeah.
He's in the trailer, so we can talk about him.
Yeah, we can talk about him. I mean, I think every one of us has wanted to go back and change something that happened.
I regret nothing, Tracy. Except for maybe seeing Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Of course.
Can you imagine how my life would be different if I never saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Like, I might be a success.
Please.
So we don't want to ruin anything else. So I'm going to skip other characters that you might have liked.
Yeah.
Special effects. So I don't read reviews, but headlines have been saying some people think the special effects are a little wonky. What are your thoughts? Particularly the speed effects, I think, the flash effects. He looks a little weird when he's running.
Yeah, he does look a little weird, but I mean...
So here's the thing, guys. It's hard to depict super speed. So it tends to do that. He's got lightning that flies off of him, but it tends to be that kind of bullet time slow-mo stuff. You saw it with Quicksilver.
And then you see the perimeter, like the places where he's going, how it... passes like a rubber band kind of thing. I don't know how to describe it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of like tunnel vision and it stretches it out.
Yeah.
Some of that was creative. You know, basically you saw it with Quicksilver mostly in the Days of Future Past, that Quicksilver, not the one in Avengers. Where he's running around, he can move stuff.
Yeah.
There was one really cool scene at the beginning with the hospital.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was crazy. It was funny. It was pretty creative.
Yeah.
I mean, the special effects weren't... the CGI was a little wonk, but it was a creative idea, and I really liked it.
I think that, yeah. I mean, for the type of movie that it is, the special effects could have been better.
What I didn't enjoy so much was their depiction of going back in time. I love the special effects when he's trying to save people or do stuff or fight. But like when he's in the kind of like stadium.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of weird. Like, I don't know what they were going for there. Like, was it possibilities or what he saw? I mean, it just seemed kind of...
I can't really discuss it.
No, but I mean, we know. I just didn't think they depicted. I mean, hard. How are you going to put time travel in a movie? But that wasn't my favorite part.
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was an interesting take on it.
I mean, you're allowed to have different opinions. We don't agree all the time. I don't know if that's what people are saying when it was wonky or not. But there was one part where they almost kind of made fun of how he runs in the movie, which I liked.
Yes, yeah, that was.
So that redeemed his running for me.
Yeah.
But basically. If you've seen the Flash TV show or whatever, I mean, he runs, lightning comes off him, and he, you know, he's fast. So it's kind of hard. I mean, but there were some other pretty cool special effects in this movie. And the choreography with Batman was good.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I hate about the Christopher Nolan Batmans is it's just quick cuts and you can't see what's going on. But the fighting was pretty good with the Batman.
Yeah, the fighting was good.
And then there was, can we talk about the...
Nope.
Not even though it's in the trailer, we don't want to talk about that.
It is in the trailer?
I think so, but there's another character who had some pretty cool fighting scenes, I'll just say that.
Yeah.
There's a lot that, and I don't want to make people see trailers, so if you haven't seen it, I don't think we've ruined anything for you.
Yeah.
So I thought the special effects could have been better, but
yeah,
I can't criticize it too much because it's probably the same level. I know people are going to get mad at me for this, but people criticize Ant-Man, Quantumania special effects too. It's probably about that level. It's not like pristine, but it's good enough to enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say it was bad, but it probably should be seen on the big screen.
Definitely. I think for sure it should be seen on the big screen.
Is there anything that you think we should tell people to see that's spoiler-free before they see this?
I can't because there's spoil it.
Yeah, there's,
there's a lot. Let me tell you.
If you wanted the complete Easter egg movie viewing list, it would probably be at least 15 movies long.
Yeah.
No, more. I'd say at least 15.
15. That's a good number.
I think that's, and if you're like 20 years old or under, you have no idea, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right. And here's the thing. This movie, you go through every emotion. I got the feels more than once, as per usual.
Okay, so I can identify the points you got. I did not get the feels, but I liked the level of emotion and heart that they put into it.
Yeah.
Because DC movies tend to be pretty heartless. Like, remember when it was like, save Martha. Your name's Martha. Your mom's name is Martha, too? Okay, yeah. That was cheese.
Yeah.
This was pretty good. And the casting was good, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I don't want to spoil anything, so I guess we should just kind of, who's going to like this movie?
Any DC fan, for sure, will like it. I think Marvel fans will like it, too. It's
got the tone that Marvel, if you like Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not as well made as, like, an Avengers, but it feels pretty good.
Right. And anyone that, you know, you have to just, anyone that likes the superhero comic book stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it seems pretty true to the comics. Like, I kind of knew some of the reveals because it was basically a comic storyline, but I kind of like when they stick to the comics so people who read them can like geek out on it, and people who haven't read it can be like, well, it's the most original thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I think DC movie fans, and I'm not just talking about DC Cinematic Universe fans, like if you like DC movies,
yes,
you will see this. I think if you like comic book movies, you will see it. If you like time travel movies, it has some interesting concepts. I mean, it's not the most hardcore science one, but you know, if you like the butterfly effect kind of concept, it's an interesting movie. It's an action movie.
Yeah, and I think it's good. I can't say what I would also say this. It would be a spoiler. Damn it.
I say this a lot, but I mean it. You should see it fast because some of the things you see are going to be like, you want to see it for the first time, not know it's coming.
Yes. Like if someone spoiled some of the things that happened in this movie to me,
Like, I would have loved to not even know that Michael Keaton was in it, but that's all over the trailers, which kind of got people excited to see the movie, so I understand why they did it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that would have been a super cool reveal if you did not know he was in it.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine some of the other things. I was like, this is really cool. Now, I will say I caught every reference. There are going to be some things you're like, I have no idea what the hell's going on. But just know that it's cool. Go look it up after the movie.
Go look it up after the movie. And, I mean, I was almost cheering. I wanted to cheer, but I was, like, vocal with those special parts.
Yeah, it's worth it for that. It's kind of like a, you know, this just occurred to me. It's kind of like a love letter to all the DC movies.
Yeah.
And so if you like any of the DC movies, I think you will like this. And again, it kind of escapes the Snyderverse, but I think it's a little hurt by the fact that, like, you don't know where this is going. And they've been rudderless. I mean, there's behind the scenes, The Rock was trying to take over. And so then, you know, Shazam got ruined because he's supposed to be a Shazam bad guy. And then, you know, who knows what they did to Superman. They stopped the Wonder Woman production. So just, it's kind of sad to see this universe, which I've always kind of thought was not well executed, but they could have made it better. Now they're just like, yeah, we're done.
But
I think.
Well, James Gunn is taking it over.
He's taking it over. I think he's doing his own thing.
He's doing his own thing. So this, I don't think this leads into anything, even though there's an end credit scene.
I think there was rumors that it would, and that's why they stopped Batgirl.
Ah.
The rumor was they were pivoting to bleed into another universe and Batgirl didn't tie in or something. But that's a rumor. But I don't think...
Does Robin?
I don't know.
Interesting.
What I'm getting from this is I don't think this movie necessarily pivots to something. It's not clear. But I don't know. I do know that I read the Blue Beetle movie, which was one of the trailers of this movie, if you get there early enough, is the first time a character from James Gunn's universe will show up. And then the first movie he's doing is, is he doing a Superman? He's doing something.
I don't know, but...
He's got a movie that's coming out and a character, and he's announced it already. So I'm not as up in on DC, but in any case, I liked it. I was pleasantly surprised. If I was going to rank it, again, I'm prisoner of the moment because we just walked out of it. I like the second Suicide Squad movie, mostly because of Harley Quinn, and it was just funny. The one with the shark? The one that's called The Suicide Squad, I think.
With Idris Elba, not Will Smith.
Yes, so that's really high on my list, mostly because of Harley Quinn. Aquaman was bonkers and not a good movie, but it was very entertaining, and Momoa was good. I liked Shazams because they're fun, but I think this is better than the Shazam movies.
Definitely better than the Shazam movies.
So I would probably put this at least in the top three of the DC movies of recent note. What do you think? I'm hedging on that.
This is near the top of my list of DC movies as well.
I mean, it's hard for me to say number one because then I do that every time and I feel like an idiot, but...
No, I get it. It is one of the better DC movies, if you want my opinion.
I feel like The Rock is going to come over and punch us because he thinks Black Adam is the best and could be Superman, but not the best.
Well, I think I like this better than Black Adam.
Oh, I think it's better than Black Adam.
Yeah, I like this one better than Black Adam.
All right, so we've talked about who we'll like it. We've talked a little bit of danced around the plot. We danced around the characters. We've provided basically no usable information. Here's the usable information you need. What do you score this movie, Tracy?
I would score this movie, The Flash, an 8.5. I was pleasantly surprised by Ezra Miller's performance. Of course, I got the feels, and like I said, it takes you through every emotion, and some of the things that we can't say, the spin on time travel, I thought was a good move because it wasn't like everything else you've ever seen about time travel.
Well, I'm going to do you one better. My expectations were very much exceeded. I was piqued by the trailers. But again, because of the whole mess behind the scenes, it's hard for me to get invested. But because they had all these callbacks and Easter eggs.
Yeah.
I'm going nine. I'm going nine. I can't go 10 because there was a little glitches with the special effects. And some of the plot things were kind of like, okay, whatever. But I'm going
to
go 9.
I'm changing mine to 9 too.
You copycat.
No, I'm not a copycat. We can't talk about the Easter eggs. And so I kind of wiped it out of my head when I was giving the score.
So I think what we can tell you is, if you know a lot about DC comics and movies, even to Tracy level, you will give it a 9. If you don't know a lot about it and all you've seen is maybe the DC movies because you're younger or you don't care about comics, then you probably will get 8.5. I think that's fair. You're giving a half a point for Easter eggs. You've given a lot of information to people right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
People know where I'm coming from. I'm just geeking out. I geeked out on some stuff.
And some of the Easter eggs I cried on. So there. How about that?
Dun, dun, dun.
I cried everything.
When can we see The Flash?
We could see The Flash on Friday, 5 and 9 p.m.
Well, today's Friday.
Today's Friday.
So 9 p.m.
And then Saturday, 1, 5, and 9. Sunday, 1 and 5. And Thursday, because we are open on Thursdays now, 4 and 8.
And you've been just bombarding me with good movies. So what else can they see if they have seen The Flash already or they want to see something else?
Well,
this weekend.
This weekend is the last weekend of Transformers.
Oh, man, I got to get back here and see it.
And we also have the Disney Pixar movie Elemental, where land, air, fire, and water all live together.
I heard it described as a rom-com, but I haven't seen it.
Who knows?
It's Pixar. You know it's probably good.
Who knows?
That's probably your counter-programming.
And one more programming note. We are bringing Spider-Man back next week. I didn't know we could do that, but
I'm sure they'll take your money.
Yeah, we had to, you know, do the Disney Pixar thing, and of course we had to do The Flash, and we had to keep Transformers for 2 weeks, and so we are bringing Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse back next week for all of those people who missed it when it was here before.
Like Marcia. So anyway, shout out to my wife. So there's no other new movie next week? That was my next question.
No new movie next week, but in 2 weeks, it's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
So two things. Excited to see that, but I got to find a way to see Transformers this weekend. I don't know how I'm going to pull this off. Are you guys open Monday for the Juneteenth holiday?
No.
You're not. So everyone who has a day off, see the movies this weekend because The Strand is not open on Monday.
Yep.
All right, Tracy, this was fun. I'm sorry we took a week off when I was gone, but it was worth it to see The Flash with you. You had to run for your money with some prior guest hosts, so you better reclaim your spot.
Yes, I realize that. But you know what? They learned from the best.
Oh, snap. We'll see y'all maybe next week, maybe in a couple weeks.